Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Well, welcome back to our anniversary week here at 5 Minutes in Church History. Yesterday, we looked at 325 in the Nicene Council and that wonderful document, the Nicene Creed. Today, we're moving ahead a little bit, and we're going to be at 1245. G.K. Chesterton, and he was not alive in the 13th century. He's a 20th century figure. G.K. Chesterton wrote many books, from books on church history to mystery novels and detective stories, like his Father Brown stories. And he wrote a book called The Dumb Ox. Sounds like a book of insults, right? Well, it's not. It's actually a biography. And it's a biography of the figure who is the subject of our second top five moment, and the figure that the date 1245 has everything to do with. It is the figure Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas was born in 1225. If you follow the western coastline down and around the middle of Italy, go inland just a bit, and you will come to Aquino. And there is the castle of the Count of Aquino. And there in that castle, in 1225, was born Thomas of Aquino, or as we know him, Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas announced to his family that he wanted to become a monk, and they did not receive this well. In fact, shock and horror might be a better way to describe it. And they had him kidnapped and holed up in the family castle. Well, the pressure was put on them by the church, and eventually they relented and they released him. And then in 1245, this crucial date, he arrived at Paris. And he would leave his mark. In fact, I think from then on, there would be few peers of Thomas Aquinas in all of church history. When he was at Paris, he came under the influence of Albertus Magnus, or Albert the Great. That's what you should call your teacher. Just call whatever your teacher's name is and put Magnus on the end, and that would make them the Great. And so here is Albertus Magnus, the Great Albert. And he introduced Aquinas to Aristotle, and this gave Aquinas a whole new way of thinking, and it gave him a whole new way to approach theology. Well, one of Thomas Aquinas' key works is the Summa Theologica. This he started in 1265. So you can follow these little 20-year increments for Thomas's life. He's born in 1225. He arrives in Paris in 1245. And he begins work on his Summa 20 years later in 1265. The Summa Theologica is a book that is all about exploring every single question you could possibly ask, because it is a book of theology. In fact, it is in the Summa that Thomas Aquinas gives us a wonderful definition of theology. He says, theology is taught by God. The Latin is Deo Docetur. Then he says, theology teaches God. The Latin is Deum Docet. And then he says, it leads to God. And the Latin is Et Ad Deum Ducet. So theology is taught by God, teaches God, and leads to God. That reminds us first and foremost that theology is not a bottom-up thing. It's a top-down thing. It's taught by God. Revelation is at its center. It reminds us what is the subject of theology. It teaches about God. God is the subject. God's will, God's decrees, God's work in this world. That is the subject of theology. And what is the end of theology? Is it the amassing of information, the amassing of data? No, Aquinas reminds us that it ultimately leads us to God. And that is what Aquinas sets out to do in his Summa, this monumental work from the Middle Ages and from the 13th century. Well, there's another line from Thomas that I'd like to leave you with. It's a great line. He says, "A lack of mirth is sinful, because someone without a sense of humor is burdensome, both by the failure to offer the pleasure of playful speech to others, and because their dourness keeps them from responding to the humor of others." You've got to love a theologian who can write a massive, multi-volume systematic theology, and also a theologian who can talk about the pleasure of playful speech. There's our second top favorite moment, 1245, in Thomas Aquinas. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.